Te Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Narangchaya Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasa Tato Jaya Mudureyet Nasta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So yesterday, His Holiness Kadamba Kana Maharaj, he read a couple of pages, but it was too much for one class, so we're going to finish reading the purport. Srila Prabhupada's purports are his ecstasies in relationship to Krishna consciousness. So although we have translations, beautiful, wonderful, but Prabhupada, being a pure devotee of the Lord and understanding what is the right medicine for all of us, he is elaborately commenting. So we don't want to lose out on that opportunity. So please pay attention. It's very nectarine purport from Srila Prabhupada's. This is from verse 15. I believe we left off here. Non-devotees must undergo material hardships because they are prone to commit sinful, fruitive activities. The desire to commit sinful actions continues in their hearts due to ignorance. These sinful actions are divided into three categories: Pataka, Mahapataka, Atipataka, and also into two divisions, Prarabdha and Aparabdha. Prarabdha refers to sinful reactions from which one is suffering at the present, and Aparabdha refers to sources of potential suffering. When the seeds, bija, of sinful reactions have not yet fructified, the reactions are called aprarabdha. These seeds of sinful action are unseen, but they are unlimited, and no one can trace when they were first planted. Because of prarabdha, sinful reactions that have already fructified, one is seen to have taken birth in a low family or to be suffering from other miseries. When one takes a devotional service, however, all phases of sinful life, including prarabdha, aparabdha, and bija, are vanquished. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna tells Uddhava, Yatagni susamridhachari karot yedhangsi basmasat tatamad vishaya bhaktir Uddhava vainasmi kritsnavam. My dear Uddhava, devotional service in relationship to me is like a blazing fire that can burn to ashes all the fuel of sinful activities supplied to it. How devotional service vanquishes the reactions of sinful life is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. In a verse spoken during Lord Kapila's instructions to his mother, Devahuti, Devahuti said, "My dear Lord, if even a person born in a family of dog eaters hears and repeats the chanting of your glories, offers respects to you, and remembers you, he is immediately greater than a brahmana and is therefore eligible to perform sacrifices. Therefore, what is to be said of one who has seen you directly? In the Padma Purana, there's a statement that persons whose hearts are always attached to devotional service of Lord Vishnu are immediately released of all the reactions of sinful life. These reactions generally exist in four phases. Some of them are ready to produce results immediately. Some are in the form of seeds. Some are unmanifested, and some are current. All such reactions are immediately nullified by devotional service. When devotional service is present in one's heart, desires to perform sinful activities have no place there. Sinful life is due to ignorance, which means forgetfulness of one's constitutional position as an eternal servant of God. But when one is fully Krishna conscious, he realizes that he is God's eternal servant. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami comments that bhakti may be divided into two divisions. Santata, devotional service that continues incessantly with faith and love, and kadachitki, devotional service that does not continue incessantly but is sometimes awakened. Is incessantly flowing devotional service may also be divided into two categories. One, service performed with slight attachment, and two, spontaneous devotional service. Intermittent devotional service may be divided into three categories. Raga Basamayi, devotional service in which one is almost attached. Raga Basa Shunya Swarup Bhuta, devotional service in which there is no spontaneous love, but one likes the constitutional position of serving, and Abasa Rupa, a slight glimpse of devotional service. As for atonement, if one has caught even a slight glimpse of devotional service, all needs to undergo prayaschitta atonement are superseded. Therefore, atonement is certainly unnecessary when one has achieved spontaneous love. And above that, attachment with love, which are signs of increasing advancement of kadachitki, even in the stage of abhas, rupa, bhakti, all the reactions of sinful life are uprooted and vanquished. Srila Jiva Goswami expresses the opinion that the word kartsneyena means that even if one has a desire to commit sinful actions, the roots of that desire are vanquished merely by abhas, rupa, bhakti. The example of Bhaskara, the sun, is most appropriate. The abhas feature of bhakti is compared to twilight, and the accumulation of one's sinful activities is compared to fog. Since fog does not spread throughout the sky, the sun need do no more than merely manifest its first rays, and the fog immediately disappears. Similarly, if one has even a slight relationship with devotional service, all the fog of his sinful life is immediately vanquished. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As Prabhupada said, you could lecture for weeks on end on each verse, but we're trying to move along. So this is text number 16. Natata Hyaghavan Rajan Puyeta Tapa Adibi Yatha Krishna Arpita Pranas Tat Purusha Nishevaya Natata Yaghavan Rajan Puyeta Tapa Adibi Yata Krishna Arpita Pranas Tat Purusha Nisheshvaya Natataya Vahan Rajan Puyeta Tapa Certainly, Agavan, a man full of sinful activities, Rajan, O King, Puyeta, can become purified. Tapa Adibi, by executing the principles of austerity. Penance, brahmacharya, and other purifying processes. Yata, as much as Krishna Arpita Prana, the devotee whose life is fully Krishna conscious. Tat Purusha Nishevaya, by engaging his life in the service of Krishna's representative. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord and thus learns how to dedicate his life onto the lotus feet of Krishna, he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penance, brahmacharya, and the other methods of atonement I have previously described. Please repeat responsively. My dear King, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord, and thus learns how to dedicate his life unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penance, brahmacharya, and the other methods of atonement I have previously described. Srila Prabhupada's purport, Tat Purusha refers to a preacher of Krishna consciousness, such as the spiritual master. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has said, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payeche Keva. Without serving a bona fide spiritual master, an ideal Vaishnava, who can be delivered from the clutches of Maya? Without serving a bona fide spiritual master, an ideal Vaishnava, who can be delivered from the clutches of Maya? This idea is also expressed in many other places. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahurvimukte. If one desires liberation from the clutches of Maya, the clutches of Maya, you can just envision a very powerful hand grabbing you. This is Maya has a firm grip. If one desires liberation from the clutches of Maya, one must associate with a pure devotee, Mahatma. A Mahatma is one who engages 24 hours daily in the loving service of the Lord. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:13, Mahatmanastu mang partha, diving prakriti mashrita, bhajantyananya manaso, gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Thus, the symptom of a Mahatma is that he has no engagement other than service to Krishna. One must render service to a Vaishnava in order to get freed from sinful reactions, revive one's original Krishna consciousness, and be trained in how to love Krishna. This is the result of Mahatma Seva. Of course, if one engages in the service of a pure devotee, the reactions of one's sinful life are vanquished automatically. Devotional service is necessary not to drive away an insignificant stock of sins, but to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. As fog is vanquished at the first glimpse of sunlight, one's sinful reactions are automatically vanquished as soon as one begins serving a pure devotee. No separate endeavor is required. The word Krishnarpita Prana refers to a devotee who dedicates his life to serving Krishna, not to being saved from the path of hellish life. A devotee is Narayana Parayana or Vasudeva Parayana, which means that the path of Vasudeva or the devotional path is his life and soul. Narayana Parayana, Narayana Parak Sarve Nakutashina Bibhyati, from 6th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Such a devotee is not afraid of going anywhere. There is a path towards liberation in the higher planetary systems and a path toward the hellish planets, but a Narayana Para devotee is unafraid wherever he is sent. He simply wants to remember Krishna. Wherever he may be, such a devotee is unconcerned with hell and heaven. He is simply attached to rendering service to Krishna. When a devotee is put into hellish conditions, he accepts them as Krishna's mercy. Tattenukampam susamikshamanam. From 10th Canto Srimad Bhagavatam. He does not protest, "Oh, I am such a great devotee of Krishna. Why have I been put into this misery?" Instead, he thinks, "This is Krishna's mercy." Such an attitude is possible for a devotee who engages in the service of Krishna's representative. This is the secret of success. Om Agyanatya Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing this very famous and very enlightening pastime of Ajamil and how Shukadev Goswami describing different processes of karma kanda, jnana kanda, because Krishna says if you can't fully surrender, then you do then you at least do good works or give up the fruits of your activities. And so there are scriptural rules and regulations, the Dharma Shastra, Manu Samhita, and different dharmic shastras, which are meant to keep humans on a civilized platform. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Krishna Balaram Radhashyama Sunlita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. So Parikshit Maharaj was so fortunate that at the time of his death, nearing his death, he was sent Shukadev Goswami. And Shukadev Goswami, being a Mahatma, pure devotee, was testing his disciple Shukadev Goswami to see. Because a Vaishnava is paraduka duki, that means he's very kind, he's very merciful. But in the material world, it's a dog-eat-dog world, cutthroat. People will very quickly cheat you for a little bit of extra money, you know. They'll trick you in such a way to take over your possessions. So this is materialistic consciousness. It's all about how can I be happy, how can I be satisfied. If others are suffering, what's the big deal? It's their problem. But a devotee, a Vaishnava, he is very compassionate. He is very loving. Parikshit Maharaj, being a Vaishnava, great devotee of the Lord, was feeling great anxiety in his heart that the descriptions of the hellish planets, that for those who are acting against the Dharma Shastra, against the... And what is Dharma? Dharma is the law of God. And what is material world? Atheistic propaganda to divert people from believing in God, from believing in the next life, and encouraging them to enjoy to the full, to their full satisfaction. But this materialistic life, we can read the history, we can see in the past how everyone in this world, they're born, they struggle, and they die. And that death means accumulation of karma, seeds. Like a farmer, the Kate, you know, he plows his field and plants seeds and waters them, and then they sprout. Sometimes they even burn the crop. We think, okay, I took care of the crop, took care of the sinful activities, I performed some atonement. But the root, the seed is still there. When the sun is shining, the rain comes, again it sprouts up. So it's not by our austerities, by our learning to pronounce the mantras very, very nicely, you know, oh, I am Brahmachari, all the rest of you are fallen rascals, you know. We have to get off the bodily platform and see how the six Goswamis, they were government administrators, very intelligent, very powerful, learned, wealthy personalities. But when they met Lord Chaitanya and they took up this process of spreading Krishna consciousness and serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami was not even sleeping. He was so enthusiastic and so eager to spread this message that they studied all the shastras for our benefit. And they've given us everything in such a concise way. So the six Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, and this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, is directing us to surrender to Guru. Tad viri pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnananas tatpadarshana. Try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service. Because without this submissive inquiry and service, then one will not be receiving the blessings of the Guru. Just like this particular pastime of Jamil, he was trained in his youth by his father with brahminical qualities, chanting mantra, doing yajna, doing different brahminical activities. But somehow, due to seeds of desire, he was diverted and distracted like all of us. It says that one would not be in the material world if he were not sinful. So we may think that, well, we're such pious and good people. That's good, very nice, but somehow we're in the prison. All prisoners think, I'm innocent. I'm wrongfully imprisoned. I'm actually a very law-abiding citizen. So whether we are thinking one way or the other, we should understand that now is the time for real atonement in the human form of life, because time is short. We don't have the luxury of Satya Yuga, of living 100,000 years or 10,000 years in Dwapara Yuga, or Treta Yuga, 1,000 years in Dwapara Yuga, and maximum 100 years. If someone is said to live in his 90s or 100 years, then, oh, he's really a very ancient personality. So Kali Yuga, we've been given some very special gift. And that special gift is the Maha Mantra. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalu Anasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. And we may think, well, that's too simple. You know, the doctor is giving you some nice medicine. It may even taste nice. You think, no, I want the bitter stuff. You know, I want something more complicated, because you think that otherwise it won't work if it's simple. But this Maha Mantra is very wonderful message of the Supreme Lord. Golokeya Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. So it's coming from the spiritual world. And this is the way to begin devotional service. If one says, Prabhu, how can I serve? How can I serve you? How can I serve you, Gurudev? What did Prabhupada want? That we all become pure devotees. Chant Hare Krishna. If you have time, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To help you, this 24-hour kirtan going on all day in the temple room. We're hearing in Vrindavan, Radhe Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. We're seeing devotees chanting, dancing. Why do we come to the holy place, holy dham? Because we want to have sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Everyone wants perfection, all perfection. How you'll achieve all perfection? Sarva siddhi. Sarva siddhi hoy. See, Jai Shri Radhe. This is Jai Sri Radhe, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this chanting of the Lord's holy name, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is Krishna's mercy upon us. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bij. One who's very fortunate, very lucky, Bhagyavan. He received the mercy of Guru, the blessings of the Guru. And what is the blessing of the Guru? The blessing of Guru is to have the opportunity to serve Krishna. That's Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. I'm Krishna's eternal servant. My duty is to serve him. And the Guru, he's expertly engaging us. Every morning we're chanting, you know, Sangsara Dava, that the Lord is given this cloud of mercy, this rain cloud to the Guru. And because we're burning in the fire, Devagni, the blazing fire of material existence, our heart is burning due to lust, anger and greed. Desire to enjoy in this world is a perverted reflection of our pure love for Krishna. So no matter how much the fish squirms and twists on land, it will never be happy until it's put back into the ocean, put back into the water to be in its natural environment. So we are out of our home, we are out of our spiritual environment, we're encaged in a material body due to karma, karma na daivana trena. Krishna is so kind that even though the spirit soul is eternally moving from one body to another body, Krishna comes along. He's assisting us. If we want to continue trying, thinking that we can reach that carrot, you know, the donkey, they put a little carrot dangling and the donkey keeps walking and the carrot keeps moving forward, he never really gets the carrot. So material world is an illusion. It's a temporary illusion. It's created simply because of our desire to have it. Sometimes when a little child, he's very determined to have something, maybe candy, chocolate is not good for him, and the parent finally gives in, okay, take it, and then he becomes sick. So all of us have been made fortunate by Guru, because now we're in Krishna's home, Krishna's land. We're sitting in front of Shri Shri Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundar. And just like when we were in Miami Airport distributing books, there was a big, big shipment of the sixth canto Bhagavatam. I think they printed them in England, I'm not sure. This was back in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, I forget. But we had many of these books showing the Yamadutas taking Ajamil. So we would put the book in people's hands and you could wait for their reaction. You could see their eyes light up and in fear, thinking, oh, I've seen these personalities. Some people can actually recognize the agents of death coming to take the soul from the body. So what is fear? Fear of dying, fear of losing one's existence. So these books, this Bhagavatam, sixth canto in particular, we would show these are the agents of God. It's like the transcendental police force. And whenever you're in danger and somebody is attacking you, police, help, help, you know, natural, we call out. And just like a Jamil, Narayan, Narayan, good Vaishnava families would name their children Govinda, Narayan, Vishnu. And this way constantly they're calling out the name of God, purifying their heart. So not only did the Yamadutas come for Ajamil, because due to Ajamil's misfortune, he was distracted by the desire to enjoy sense gratification with the prostitute. And then because he wanted to, you know, make things comfortable, he did performed all kinds of illegal, sinful activities, which basically gave him passage to the hellish planets, Naraka. And there's graphic description in many Hindu shastras and even pictures of the conditions of one going to the hellish planets. It's not just some fairy tale or somebody's attempt to scare one to some false religious activities. But this is given by the Supreme Lord, and actually by all the great acharyas, the great teachers of the past, have explained that unless one takes up the process of devotional service, bhakyamam avijanati yavan yaschasmi tatpataha, that only by bhakti, by devotion, by service to the Lord, can one get free. And of course, most everyone here has heard the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita together, sarva dharman prityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarvapevyo mokshayishyami ma sucha. Surrender unto me, or give up all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. So by this process of surrender to Krishna and giving up our own mental speculations, then I'll protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So Krishna is giving us his assurance. Guru is taking us by the hand back home to the spiritual kingdom. Guru is non-different than Krishna. So Guru is protecting. Krishna is protecting. The Vishnu Dutas immediately came to protect the Jamil. And then the Yamadutas were bewildered. How is it? How is it that this person is a sinful person? This person is fit to go to the court of Yamaraj because of his sinful activities. This is our duty. No one in the past has ever stopped us. You look like nice gentlemen with your forearms. You look very aristocratic. Maybe you're demigods, maybe you're celestial beings. But the Vishnu Dutas were smiling. They said, well, if you are actually the representatives of Yamaraj, if you're the one who actually punishes the living entities within this world, then you must know the laws of religion. What is religion? What is irreligion? What are the laws by which one is forced to suffer? Then a long discussion comes about the potency of the holy name, and that one who has taken up this process of chanting the Lord's holy name, he is being protected, he is being covered by this protection. Just like when Ram went to get that golden deer, Lakshman put a protective ring, says, Sita, you stay here, you're protected, you're fully protected. So Guru puts a protective ring for us. You know, you chant the holy name, you associate with devotees, live in a holy place, take Krishna prasadam. Simple, simple rules, simple regulations, prescription of the doctor. You don't do these things, they'll make you sick. You take your medicine, it'll make you healthy. So Sita was protected, but once this Ravana tricked her and pulled her out of the protective ring, then she was vulnerable. Although this Leela pastime, for us, we are easily distracted. The mind, we heard about how disruptive the mind can be. How even one of the senses, if it's not under the protection of the purified intelligence, then it can run away, drag one. Even a man of discrimination, intelligence, he can very easily be plundered by sinful activities. There is a concession, Apichet Sudracharo, that in Bhagavad Gita, not concession, but even on this path, this glorious path of devotional service, sometimes bad thoughts come, sometimes we have some distractions, but still is described because one is rightly situated, because one is endeavoring for Krishna consciousness. Unintentionally, sometimes one may have some disruptive ideas. But again, by utilizing his good intelligence and staying in the association of devotees, he is protected. And it's not the same kind of reaction as one who is committing sinful activities knowingly, not caring that there's the law of God, not caring that there are duties for the human form of life. Out of the 8,400,000 species, 8 million are animals, beasts, birds, aquatics. They are not subject to the laws of karma. They're already on the rail. They're already progressing. But once you have achieved the human form of life, what is the distinction between a human being and an animal? They call human beings rational animals. That means we have to contemplate what is right, what is wrong. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going at the time of death? So this is the duty of a devotee. In a devotee, he's empowered. Prabhupada didn't just talk. Who could be an elderly, small man, 70 years old, with health issues, coming on a steamship across a great ocean to an unknown land, no money, knowing no one, Narayana Parayana. He went to hell, but he didn't care because Prabhupada could see the suffering of the conditioned souls. And this is how the devotee feels. He feels great compassion. So Prabhupada would often feel, let me go to the ticket booth and maybe book my ticket back to India because, you know, this place is so fallen, there's no way they're going to accept the principles of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And despite the fact that there were drunkards, people stealing from Prabhupada, and, you know, a lot of fearful criminal elements. That's what surrounds everyone in this material world. Criminal, fearful elements. But because of faith in his guru and faith in Krishna, that Krishna will protect me, Vishnu Dutas will protect me, then he very courageously, fearlessly, Abhaya Charanaravinda, exhibited the symptoms of a Mahatma. Even the Sankirtan devotees, many of you may have had that opportunity. We would go many places, sometimes, you know, into nightclubs, bars, store to store. We do big events, airport, subways, buses. So, Sankirtan means glorification of the Lord. And devotees are naturally very eager to serve. Haridas Thakur, he was named Namacharya, although he was born in a Muslim family, considered low-born. When Advaita Acharya was performing the sacrifice, he offered the first offering to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas was feeling very ashamed or humbled because of his humility. But Advaita Acharya was saying, no, no, you are definitely the Namacharya, the highest, because it doesn't mean, Prabhupada was lecturing how in Korea and China and maybe even some places in Japan, they're like dog eaters. And we've heard, Aho Bhatta Shapachoto Gariyam. And look at that, you know, many people are beef eaters and meat eaters, so very degraded, very animal-like human beings. But due to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Maha Mantra and the protection of the great souls, they become greater than brahmanas because they actually take up this holy name. This is the power of chanting the holy name, the power of sadhu sangha. And this will give one strength, make one fearless. Fearless for Krishna, fearless for spreading, not for my ego. Let me defend my ego nicely. No, we want to serve Krishna. We want to serve Guru. And we want to do it in such a way that we get the full blessing, the full mercy of our spiritual master. So the secret, this is Krishna's mercy, says that when one becomes Krishna's representative and engages in devotional service, this is the secret of success. So everyone wants to have a secret of success, and they're thinking how to make money. Maybe somebody, you know, so many books are there, the secrets of success. So we have our secret of success. No more birth and death in this material world. Go back to our home, be with Krishna, be with all the Nitya, Siddha, loving devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Anyone have any question, comment? There's a microphone here if somebody wants to. Everyone's fully satisfied? Here's a question. Prabhupada gave many, many lectures actually on the Ajamila Leela pastime. If you look at the archives, there are many, many lectures.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, I want to know, in this year in Kerala, there are 8.4 million devotees of foundation church. Spiritual, there are so many devotees. They are all divided actually.
Saranga, can you give a little bit clearer? I didn't fully understand. Saranga, you tell me.
This question is this. 8 million 400 thousand is supplied in this material world.
Yes.
So how much is in the spiritual world? It's saying that material world is 1/4 of the spiritual world. So how
much is material world is 1/4 of the spiritual world, so maybe 3/4 more in the spiritual world. There's unlimited forms in the spiritual world, and each and every one of them are in love with Krishna. But that you'll find out, you go there and find out. That's a technical question. Thank you. I'm sorry? Yeah, there's a microphone. Yes. There are 400,000 species of human form, so demigods are within that 400,000. So, yeah, all the various celestial, the kinaras, and all the various forms within the material world, the human forms are within that 400,000 category. Click the microphone on. Yes.
I like to remember Mahaprabhu's Shiksha Sutta, the third verse. Nado Bishu Vichena Uttaruri Vashvishna Amani Namano Dena Kintunya Shalabhi. Reminded me of after your death, was very nice. Reminded me of this slope almost every time you spoke. Very nice.
Thank you.
And
that is, every morning we're reciting Shikshashtaka, but that third stanza together. Trinadapi sunichena tarodapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Because we want to continuously chant the name of the Lord. And if one is humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of a false ego, then one can chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.